Let's get to the phone lines this morning. And we have with us the executive director with the North Ridgeville Chamber and the Visitors Bureau is Marjorie Snyder this morning. You've got a lot of duties, Marjorie, don't you, with the Chamber and the
Visitors have
Bureau.
Many hats, many hats. I'm very excited about Discover the Ridge this year. I wanted to say a few words about what we do for the Chamber of Commerce and the Visitors Bureau before I begin. I wanted you to know that we support and promote all the businesses in North Ridgeville. Business is booming in North Ridgeville. We have gained over 15 new members since the beginning of the year, including Culver's, Mootown, Creamery, EQ Technologies, and Smoking Mary's, to name a few. I wanted to tell the public that we hold at least three events per month, including business breakfast, membership luncheons, and business after hours. And we have a strong business relationship with our city of North Ridgeville, with our mayor, Kevin Corcoran, and we support our North Ridgeville City Schools with our superintendent, Roxanne Casario, as we just rewarded two high school scholarships of $1,000.
Well, that's fantastic.
I wanted to go on to talk about Discover the Ridge, you have questions about that.
Well, sure. So let's just kind of tie these together, because in the radio world, DJs like to make great segues. We spent some time at one of your chamber meetings the other day over at the Lorain County Community College Ridge campus, where you had your morning breakfast. We did our remote. We appreciate you being a good host for us there. But that's also the starting point for your Discover the Ridge this year.
Yes, the kickoff is at 10 a.m. on May 20th, that's this Saturday, at Lorain County Community College Ridge Campus, right there in North Ridgeville. The exciting part is we're going to have 50 hometown vendors with arts and crafts at that location, and that really draws the public. People like arts and crafts shows. So we have 50 vendors. We'll be there welcoming you with a map of our 28 sites this year for the open houses for Discover the Ridge. Each location will have a drawing for a big screen TV for a prize. Some new members that are participating in the Discover the Ridge are Glow Fitness, which is a circus-style fitness studio on Center Ridge, The Avenue at North Ridgeville, which is a skilled nursing facility on Lear-Negel Road, and another new member is Tropic Cleveland, and it's a plant business specializing in indoor plants. You have to visit that. That's a great new business in North Ridgeville.
Well, that's the key for Discover the Ridge, is finding some new businesses and also going into maybe places that you wouldn't have normally stopped by, but they kind of open their doors for you to have a chance to come in and talk with the owners and the people and find out really what they do there, right?
Right, and it's exciting to have a plant business. That's something new, and you should visit because they're beautiful indoor plants, and they also supply businesses with some plants to make the business more attractive and healthy.
Talking this morning with Marjorie Snyder and Discover the Ridge, coming up on May 20th from 10 to 4 in North Ridgeville. Family-friendly event, kind of just a self-guided tour, right?
Right. You'll get a map of the 28 locations, and hopefully you'll visit the kickoff and then start going around the entire city with the open houses. 28 locations, which is the most we've ever had for the event.
Well, that is great. What does it say about the fact that you still have people coming on board and being a part of this? I guess it sort of shows the growth that's taking place in North Ridgeville.
Business is booming. We had so many new members. It's very exciting to me because it's been a tough couple of years with, you know, the Center Ridge Road construction, but people are moving into North Ridgeville, and so are businesses, and that makes me extremely happy.
Marjorie, you mentioned Glow Fitness, the Glow Fitness Studio, and in the same sentence you said, I think you said circus. How can this be?
No, circuit style fitness.
Circuit style, okay.
That's okay, Greg.
I didn't know if I was going to become a trapeze artist or what.
You should visit this place. It's very unique. They brought it over from Europe, and you walk in, and you expect to see all kinds of fitness equipment, and it's all, the floor is all lit in circuits, and it's someplace that you have never seen before. Very exciting.
Well, I'm looking at their description out here. They talk about even fitness for ages 3 and up, so you can get the whole family involved on a good health plan and good fitness for that. That's great that that's out there. Also, that's not too far from where the My Wood Loft.
Yes, that's located. My Wood Loft is very interesting. If you haven't visited that, that's all wood from Northeast Ohio, all hand-sewn, you know, wood products that they've made. It's a very interesting place to see for your home, decorations, et cetera.
Now, in the past, you've had different places for different sort of craft type of things. Is that all centered at the Ridge campus, or are there other locations that also have similar things?
Well, that's usually our holiday on the Ridge, where we have the most arts and crafts shows. The only arts and crafts show that we're having this year is at our kickoff at Lorain County Community College, and that's at 10 a.m.
Well, this is this is the springtime, so that's why you've got Don Molds and you've got the Woosters, you got all the folks that need with your lawn and garden care, and if people want a little tranquility, I guess it's Sandy Ridge Reservation for them to go to, right?
Oh, right. We have a lot of beautiful parks in North Ridgeville.
Sounds great. So lots of
and things. They're on our schedule.
Well, it's lots of places for people to stop. Again, where's the best place for them to get the information or the map for this sort of the big event?
Well, we're going to have a table right at the entrance at the college, and we'll have the maps there. We're giving out bags of caramel corn from Poppies as a little souvenir from the chamber. Also at the kickoff, we're going to have the Lorain County Visitors Bureau, which is sort of a new entity, and they're going to be giving away some prizes, and it'll be nice to meet them.
No, absolutely. Well, this Lorain County, we're celebrating our bicentennial through the
right.
year as well, so lots of excitement there and a lot of great places for people to stop throughout Discover the Ridge. Hope for some nice weather this coming Saturday, but regardless, it'll be a fun time for people to come and get a chance to explore North Ridgeville if they haven't done so in a while. As you mentioned, lots happening along the ridge, all the different ridges in North Ridgeville. Marjorie, appreciate your time this morning. If people want to get more information on this, where's a good place to maybe get some details or find out if they look to be?
Well, we have a website, nrchamber.com. It'll also have the map. If you click on events, it has a map of all the open houses for Discover the Ridge on our website.